Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope. Welcome to day two of the week of guided prayer. Our theme that we're holding is woven with God's love, and today may the threads of perseverance meet you. Our first scripture is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David, my daughter is tormented." But Jesus did not answer her at all, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." And Jesus answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." And then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that moment. And then we move to the book of Romans, a letter to the church in Rome, chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. "Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." And the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 to 17. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of God's power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the tempter. For our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present shadow, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so you may be able to withstand on the evil day, and having prevailed against everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, and belt your waist with truth, and put on the breastplate of righteousness, and lace up your sandals in preparation for the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." And then the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 12 to 16. "Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to lay hold of that for which Christ has laid hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider that I have laid hold of it, but one thing I have laid hold of, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal, toward the prize of the heavenly call in Jesus Christ. Let those of us then who are mature think this way. And if you think differently about anything, this too God will reveal to you. Only let us hold fast to what we have attained." A number of years ago, I decided to learn how to scuba dive. I did the course locally, but reserved the 4 open water dives needed for certification until we went to the Caribbean. The first day, I went out on the boat to the dive site with great enthusiasm. I loved being below the water, swimming with the fishes. At the end of the dive, I was back on the surface feeling elated, when out of nowhere, I was sick and brought up that morning's breakfast. The next day, I took an anti-nausea drug, ate a couple of crackers for breakfast, and set off to the dive boat with determination and confidence that all would be well. Same result. And again on the third day and on the fourth, each day I dove and was sick again. In the great scheme of things, persisting through 4 days of being sick while diving doesn't begin to compare with the experiences of people I have known who daily exhibit perseverance in some of the very deep trenches and valleys of life. A family whose child is receiving chemotherapy, a husband caring for his beloved wife as Alzheimer's disease robs them both of the reality and memory of life shared together. A bullied teenager who keeps going back to school in the face of peers pushing, taunting, and posting lies. What about the Canaanite woman who wouldn't let Jesus or his disciples dismiss her needs? What about the Apostle Paul, once a persecutor who became persecuted, but wouldn't let his trials and tribulations stop him from sharing Jesus with others? What about us? How does knowing Christ help us weave the steely threads of perseverance into the tapestry of our lives? The passages we read today lead us to consider that an answer may be found in prayer, a practice that offers us the strength to persevere, to not give up, to continue running the race with eyes focused on Jesus. Prayer binds us to the one who is the source of the strength, love, and compassion we need to stay the course, to persist and persevere. Prayer is an opening of our hearts, minds, and souls, our yes to God, our consent to having Christ work in and through us in all circumstances. For your reflection, when has persevering not been the better choice for you? Where do you want or need perseverance to be woven into your life? And so we pray. Compassionate Christ, as we reach out to you, help us discover you've already reached out for us. Renew your spirit of strength and perseverance within us. Run with us, Jesus, for we can't do it alone. Amen. Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.